The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on the 7th day of February, 2013. Now, I went back and covered Doug Hagman's December 27th article concerning Rosebud as a DHS insider. And if I can get back to this, not letting me back in. Interesting. Give me a second here to get back to the information. Interesting. Man, my computer just lit up like a Christmas tree. This is going to take me a few minutes to get back. It just went way of the dodo bird. So I'll have to get back up there and get back into it. Do me a favor, get this prepared for after the first break. Do me a favor, play me something here and then just run me into break. Take an extra few minutes here to get this back up online. This is the part, I only did the other for the background on this. I will get that straightened around and we'll be back right after the break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, so on with the update. DHS insider, Obama's cyber warriors in preparing for a collapse. The following information was provided to me by my DHS contact on two different occasions. Information from my first contact was previously published in two parts, and that's what I just read you. I was asked to withhold the final portion of the information that was provided to me at that time until after the inauguration. The following resumes where I left off. Where part two left off, rather. At the request of the source and for the sake of continuity, the following combines the information withheld and the information from our most recent contact on February 4. Do I have permission to record this conversation? Rosebud responds to Doug Hagman. Yes, please do. DH, we've spoken at different times since the information you gave me was published. You have since given me additional information on top of the information you asked me to withhold until after the inauguration. First, what was the reason for asking me to wait to publish the remainder of the discussion until after the inauguration? RB, this bunch, top-level DHS brass, is clamping down on leaks. One way they are finding leakers is to put out false information specific to certain individuals. They can trace the information directly to the leaker due to the nature and specificity of the information. It was part self-preservation, part vetting, one of my closest and most important contacts. It was a test to assure that I'm not being used for disinformation purposes or being targeted as a leaker. It was something I felt I had to do, and I'm glad I did. I feel more comfortable now about my sources. DH. So if I understand you correctly, your sources passed whatever test you were performing. Rosebud responds in the affirmative. DH. And you still have access to information. I mean, whistleblower type information. RB, I know what you mean, so I guess that's one way to put it. Okay. DH, for the continuity and to refresh your memory, I'm going to play the remainder of our recorded interview from our last contact last month. And that's what I just went through. At this point, we listened to the dialogue previously recorded. After the recording concluded, the DHS source suggested that we combine new information with the previously recorded information to avoid unnecessary repetition. It was agreed, and the recorder was turned back on with his consent. DH, just to be clear, let me hit this again. The main reason you wanted me to wait to publish your previous statements had more to do with your sources and, well, your own self-preservation than the content of our discussion. RB, I guess you could say that. But the information is still valid and becomes even more important when combined with the latest information I have for you. DH, okay. We can get on with it then. RB, first of all, 2 days after the inauguration, exactly 7 a.m. on January 23rd, something called the Cyber Warriors for Obama project was activated. I heard about this the week after the election, but only saw a hard copy draft in late December. From what I was told, I believe this is a project that is being paid for through funds from Obama's political corporation, the 501c4 Organizing for Obama. I believe it's called. I can't be sure, but that's what I was told. At the time, I was shown a white three-ring binder with Obama's circular campaign logo and printed on the outside of the binder with the name Cyber Warriors for Obama, printed in blue across the top. Inside were the names of email addresses of 3,575 cyber assets or warriors listed in alphabetical order under a dozen or so team leaders. From a separate sheet, I was shown most of these assets are being paid just over minimum wage, but as I understand it, they work from home and have no overhead. I believe there are about two dozen supervisors who make substantially more. Now, I only had the binder for a minute, and I could not take it from the room I was in, so this is strictly from memory. It was tabbed, and one section with the words targets had the list of religious websites I recognized as Christian. Another section was listed of conservative internet site. There was another tab with a label problem sites that seemed quite extensive. I looked at that section and it was broken down into birther sites, pro-gun sites, anti-abortion sites, just to name a few. There was also a section of the usual news sites like CNN, ABC. Numerous email addresses were conspicuous under each news organization, which also included Fox. I figured you were going to ask. The first page of the binder had bullet points labeled objectives and instructions for the cyber assets. This was also a very detailed non-disclosure agreement with the word draft typed in big, light gray letters across the body of the two-page agreement. The agreement and the instructions were typed on white paper with a warning printed in red on each page that the document was not to be copied or disseminated. DH, where did you see this? I mean, was it at the DHS? RB, yes. And that's as much as I can say on the location. What's the magic number? The question was asked. DH, what's the magic number behind 3,575? RB, I asked the person showing me the binder that question. Supposedly it has to do with their budget or the project funding. DH, go on. The instructions seem very specific. Infiltrate web forms, collect screen names, avatars, and posters' taglines, and attempt to resolve these into their actual identities. I read one paragraph that listed circumstances when the asset was only to monitor but do not disrupt without authorization. There was another section titled Divert, Disrupt, and Destroy, listing how-tos in certain areas. Let me stop and digress here. If you folks noticed, what I had initially done with the website is I had commentary on stories we posted. That can be of useful benefit to see what people are interested in, to test the political temperature over the subject matter being discussed. But what I've noticed was an ongoing infiltration of paid shills getting on the site. Now, while it disincludes people and makes them feel that they're not part of the discussion, I understand and fully appreciate that, but weighed against the absolute turmoil that they cause, setting one against the other, false rumors. Well, I talked to this person on your network, and they said this one, this about that. Totally destructive. So I made the decision to drop all comment section on the news stories. And as I said, it's nice to have the commentary on the news, but it's not important. The news itself is the important aspect. So what I did was basically threw up my own cyber shield by taking that response off of the website. I've seen this happen with many, many sites before, saw it, smelled like it, looked like it, and it was it. So I disincluded. I don't apologize for the decision. What is important is what we are talking about and the news stories themselves. And if you want to interact live, and most of the creatures hiding under those rocks will not. Of course, we have our Russ, and I think we can place Russ probably in the supervisory capacity. He is one bold son of a gun, and he's been given authorization to do what he does. At any rate, back to this interview. Okay, there was also a section on maintaining a social media presence, and another one on the most effective use of Twitter. Lastly, there was a reference section, which included statistics, specific language to use to marginalize different posters, and effective methods to discredit people while maintaining a sense of legitimacy. It was surreal, to say the least. Oh, one more thing that's important. As I said, these kids, or young people, I believe, are known collectively as cyber warriors for Obama. The subheading was, "And the truth shall set you free." Truth, really? They were hired on the hacking abilities, or more precisely, on their abilities to make postings through proxy servers and to effectively use alternative or alternate identities and multiple email addresses. Their purpose is to spread disinformation, not truth. And I caught one of these a couple of weeks ago, and coming at me with all sorts of different email addresses which trace back to one source. And as soon as I would disinclude and flag it, another one would pop up. This was incessant for about 6 weeks. Finally, it has stopped. I think somebody, I guess the idiots that they're paying the minimum wage out there to sit in mom's basement someplace in any town USA, I guess somebody, one of the supervisors, saw what was going on and probably shut it down, or at least shut it down being directed at me. Their purpose is to spread disinformation, not truth. There were also motivational statements on various pages, including one that referred to Obama as the Pharaoh of the Internet, which I thought was an odd characterization. But what's important is that suddenly, through the use of Internet aliases, multiple email addresses, and screen names, a project that employs 3,575 people will have the appearance and effectiveness of maybe 10,000 or more different people. DH, do you know these team members have their own copies of the binder you saw? RB, no, I was told that these people were hired through the campaign offices located throughout the country and that training meetings were held at various locations. The binders were for instructional purposes, not to hand out, although I think the people have or were given a list of websites. I do not know any more on the actual mechanics of the project. DH, during our previous contact, you said we should listen to Obama's comments about the economy, I mean during the inaugural speech. What's so significant about that? Well, this is perhaps the most important issue people need to understand. There will be and was talk of a recovery and a stronger economy, but it's all propaganda. As you heard me say in the recording you just played, the complete inaugural address will be a Baghdad Bob movement, or I'm sorry, moment, and it was. Okay, we'll break here, come back, I'll finish this up, and then take your calls. We'll do that right after this hard break.
Wow. wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
All right, I was just told that Mr. Hagman is waiting in queue on caller line, and Doug, hang on a second. I think this is the quickest way to get through this information because I am a fast reader, and then we'll have plenty of time with the balance of the show in which we can discuss this. All right, let me continue with this quickly. During our previous contact, you said we should listen to Obama's speech. Well, many economists will use false figures and statistics to deceive the American people. People must not downplay the importance of the economic aspect of this address. The sudden collapse of the U.S. dollar, however it actually plays out, and everything that goes with it, such as social chaos and riots, will be part of the plan that was set in motion a long time ago. D.H., during our previous contact, you said that we should listen to Obama's comments about the economy. I mean, during the inaugural speech. What's so significant about that? RB. Well, this is perhaps the most important issue people need to understand. There will be, and was, talk of recovery and stronger economy, but it's all propaganda, as you heard me say in the recording you just played. The complete inaugural address will be a Baghdad Bob moment, and it was. Many economists will use false figures and statistics to deceive the American people. People must not downplay the importance of the economic aspect of this address. The sudden collapse of the U.S. dollar, however it actually plays out, and everything that goes with it, such as social chaos, riots, will be part of the plan and was set in motion a long time ago. Doug Hagman. And you are getting this from your current intelligence sources. Frankly, I'm not sure I completely understand the connection between the DHS and what's going on with the economy. Seems like it should be separate. And he says, what's not to understand? The economic devastation that will take place in an attack, a planned attack on the U.S., just look at it this way. This regime already knows the outcome, which is the debasement of our national currency. Like I said, it's been in the works most recently since the 1990s. A collapse does not happen without a lot of pain, people losing everything in their retirement accounts, savings, and so on. Don't you think that that will cause one hell of a national security problem? And who is running our national or domestic security? DHS. Oh, and one of the reasons I wanted to include recent information into our discussion relates to something you said last month after our talk. I know you said you did not want to source your own work, but there was one important radio program that caused a very angry response from the DHS. Hagman answers, how so? Rosebud replies, you had a financial insider on your program who went by some letter, like the first or last letter of his name. Yes, that was V, who is a source for Steve Quayle. We did a program at the beginning of January, I think. I've had to look, and it was actually on 11 January. RB says, yeah, that was it. If you ask your network, I think you'll find a request was made for the transcript of the program by the DHS. The information given by that source was protected or confidential, especially regarding the actions of big bankers here in the U.S. and the foreign markets. These international bankers are playing a big role in killing the U.S., and although they're bold, they still don't want certain things disclosed before their time. DH. But that information had nothing to do with national security. I mean, how would that relate to the DHS? RB says, now you're giving me a headache. With laughter. Let me spell it out for you, and this is the crux of everything. We have Obama, or whatever his real name is, in the Oval Office. You've said it before that America is a captured operation. Well, it is. And every top-level operative at DHS and Justice knows it. They have his dossier. Think about Obama's mother working in the microfinance with Timmy Geithner's father. What are the odds? And that's just one coincidence. A lot of people won't get this until it's too late, or maybe never get it. But take a look at the Obama and the people who surround him. Look at the 2008 economic crisis under Bush. Look at the run-up to where we're at today. The orchestrated boom of the 1990s, the GOB Act signed into law under Clinton, that changed the complexion of our domestic economy. Look at the people, and that's in reference to getting rid of the checks and balances on the greed factor on Wall Street, merging and blurring the lines between investment and commercial banks. Look at the people who are still around, the architects of this. It's a big lie. It's all been rigged, and the insiders know this. Look at the continuity of agenda since Bush Sr. Now listen to what I'm telling you. This is a continuing operation that involves many of the same people on both sides of the aisle in Washington. This is one of the reasons why no one wants to talk about Obama's past. He is the product of a continuing intelligence operation put in power to oversee the dismantling of the U.S., with the economy being the linchpin of our destruction. Obama, Jarrett, and the Clintons are in constant contact with all high-level operatives inside the DHS, perhaps not directly in all cases, but through their contacts. They are working together to see to it that the U.S. economy is brought down, robbing the people of their wealth, and then blaming partisan politics for the crash. For the first time in recent history, you're going to see people hungry and in the streets. Those unprepared or those thinking this will all and expletive deleted, this is all desperate and begging for food. Think Katrina, but on a national scale. That's what is being planned for Americans, and few people are willing to see what's happening or willing to believe it. Now, here's where DHS, my source and information, comes in. Everybody is looking at the gun problem in America. Fights over the Second Amendment, state laws that go against the Constitution, blame it on Sandy Hook or Colorado, tell people we need to be disarmed because it's for the children. It's all expletive deleted. Most people know it's all expletive deleted, but that's where their rational assessment stops. Why do you think the people in power need to disarm the public? It's because they are planning an economic collapse, and an armed and informed populace is a danger to their plan. DH, wait. Wouldn't it make sense to let the gun stay in the hands of the people and have the people shoot it out amongst themselves? Wouldn't this fit in their desire for chaos and make it easier for martial law to be implemented? RB, in a way, but you're still not thinking big enough. The way this is being planned includes that scenario, but they are very afraid that once total chaos breaks out, they will become the targets. So to the point, you're right, but then a crackdown must take place. Doug Hagman, but the elected ones are well protected. Rosebud, yeah, but you're still thinking like them. There are several scenarios or models they have commissioned. They exist in printed form and have been given to Obama and Jarrett specifically. It's wargaming and the American people. That caused some mid-level military people with a conscience to ask what the hell is going on, and some even refused to take part in these exercises. By the way, Napolitano is the go-to person for these models. Anyway, there is a fear that their own people won't be loyal to them when everything begins to implode. You've been seeing purges lately. Remember what Jarrett supposedly said about being held to pay after the election? That process has started. DH. So those who have been purged, why haven't we seen anyone speak out about what's going on? RB, they've been threatened. Some were not even worth being threatened and became examples. DH, like who? Oh, come on. Look at the recent mysterious deaths. Pick one. DHS. Our DH says, okay, but wouldn't they be safer by speaking out, by telling everything they know? Some ordinary people might call them cowards. Why not go public? A little crosstalk here. RB says, yeah, how'd that work out so far? And go public to who? CNN? They're in real danger, and so are their families. Anyone close to them, even if one or two would go public, how do you think that would work out for them? I tell you how. They would make Senator McCarthy look like an American hero, which he was, but they've made it so no one will be able to make any real difference to their agenda. They know that. DH says, so no one is going to say anything, ever? RB, that's not what I said. Some will talk when the time is right. Some have insurance policies that will be used at the right time, when they will make the most difference. I feel like we're getting off point, so what is being planned? DH asks. RB, the DHS will oversee the domestic crackdown that will happen when the perfect storm bears down on us. And the perfect storm is the economy, meaning the U.S. dollar. The collapse in hyperinflation, racial or class riots sparked with high-profile incident, another mass casualty event involving guns. Watch for these things to happen all at once. I've said this many times. The polarization caused by these events will be sufficient to cause a second civil war. When? How soon will this all happen, DH asked. Rosebud, I don't have a crystal ball, but I've seen various reports referencing unprecedented drills to take place later in March and April. I'll mention this because I know a lot of people on the inside at DHS have seen this, a document called Operation Thunderdome. It's maybe 50 or 60 pages, I'm not certain. It describes an economic collapse in the U.S., followed by an attack on the government by made-up patriotic groups. It combines gun owners, constitutionalists, and even Christians into the enemy group that pulls off the attack in Washington. But don't fall into the trap of trying to pick the time of these events. Their plans are flexible, but their objectives are carved in stone. Sounds like a Reichstag-type event sometime, DH asked. RB responds, exactly, maybe not just one. They have plans to back up plans and backups for the backups. And in spite of the warnings and history, enough people will be outraged and side with the government. This brings me to my final point. What do you think of all the pre-positioning of paramilitary assets, caches of ammunition, and for the opening of nondescript buildings owned or leased by the federal government are for? It's for you and people like you. It's for those who are turned in by their neighbors, friends, co-workers, and others who are hungry, broke, or broken. What we are about to experience will be like it was during the Civil War, only worse. People will be outgunned, surveillance will be everywhere, and it would be much more difficult to hide and fight back. Not impossible, but more difficult. DH, so you're painting a picture of Mad Max scenario, hence the reference to Thunderdome? RB, believe it or not, part of the model, at least one of them, includes the depiction of a somewhat normal society, at least after the initial hostilities. People will be controlled by the national government, centralized in order to escape the chaos. Think of it this way. You want food and medical care? You will not be able to own a gun. Period. The current federal legislation is all window dressing, dressing itself, a distraction. No one expects anything meaningful to pass. It won't have to. States, yes, but those states are lining up for federal money. The elected leaders are on the same ideology as Obama, but aside from those, we'll see many people turning in their weapons for food, shelter, medical care, and false guarantees of safety. That's what the new normal will look like. As I said, you've got to think bigger, much bigger. The lies are bigger than most people can imagine. The people at the top are laughing at us. Think about that. They are laughing at us because it's right in front of our noses, and you know, the bigger the lie, and he lets it trail off. Yes, the more people will fall for it. RB responds, right, I think we're done here for now. I've given you as much information as I know, as I have seen. Watch the economy, the indicators, watch for a false flag. We are being baited. Let people poo-poo this information, seek information through FOIA requests, not going to happen. We're talking about an operation so black and so big, and one that has to be done in the next few years under Obama. This is something that is international in scope. The plan is international, and it is dedicated to the dismantling or destruction of America. It's happening right in front of us, but too few can actually see it. Well, you'll be accused of scaring people without citable evidence, Mr. Hagman asked. RB, people need to wake up. Believe me or don't, it's their choice. DH, wait, one more thing. What should we be looking for next? RB, look around. You're seeing it. We'll talk again. Please shut off the recorder. Now, I've got Doug Hagman here. One of our listeners contacted his son, Joe. Joe, in turn, contacted Doug. Doug Hagman, are you there, sir? Mr. Hagman.
Yes, sir, I am.
There you are.
I have to unmute myself, apparently, but I'm here.
I figured as much. This has happened to us many times. We have multiple people on. They will mute, start talking, and then realize the host is going, are you there? All right. Let me ask the obvious question, Doug Hagman. Do you think this guy is 100% credible?
Well, to answer that question, very simply, yes, of course, I do. I wouldn't have put my reputation, my name behind it if I didn't. Just very briefly, I've known this gentleman, myself being an investigator for the last 28 years. I've developed contacts within various intelligence agencies as well as law enforcement agencies. I've known this gentleman for not quite 28 years, but quite a long time. So absolutely 100% credible. Yes, I vetted him. I know exactly his job position, exactly where he works, and what his job duties are. So indeed, I have no problem with him or his information.
All right. Some of the indicators that I've seen is I think their timeline here is being pushed a little bit. Because I don't think that they expected to see at this point people walking into city council chambers when the city commissioners are meeting. Just what happened out in the Northwest, what was the island out there in Washington? There were a couple city council people that said, you know, hey, you can't, you know, we put up bans for weapons in parks and stuff like this, and that these people walked in there armed. And they said, you people, you need to resign. You're not acting constitutionally. And with a little bit of furor taking place, much of the stuff was rescinded that they had actually done. And the point being, Doug, is that people are standing up. I think this is the one issue why this didn't take place back in 1994 when the first gun ban went into effect. It was good for the gun manufacturers and distributors of ammunition. Sales went through the roof, as they always do, when people feel that their liberty is being threatened. But this time around, the whole playing field, the level of the information that was being provided through the White House and through the bought-off media in this country, I mean, it has gone to a point where it's almost deafening. There's a screech out there. But I don't think, Doug, they were quite prepared for the response from the heretofore sleeping Americans.
John, I agree with you 100%. And this was one of the issues that we spoke about. I spoke about with my source, and others in the intelligence industry there in that venue. But there's a second thing to consider, or an additional thing to consider that's different. It gives a different complexion to it, and that's this. It's the economic factor that has not that's a little bit different than 20 years ago or even 5 years ago, and that's the planned economic collapse that which is the wild card, in my view, based on my analysis of what I've been told. It's when the dollar is debased to an extent where you're not going to be able to buy anything. People are going to be hungry. The people who are not prepared are going to be pressed to it. Basically, if you want food, you know, sure, we'll give you food. But here's the situation: you're going to have to turn in your weapon, or you know what? That neighbor down the road that perhaps you know about, or do you know of anybody who? Who might have a stockpile of ammunition, weapons, or even food, you know, because it's going to be for the betterment of the community. So the wild card here is, as I understand it, and it could be totally wrong, but and this is my own professional assessment, again, based on my conversations with others, is the economic climate or the economic crisis which we're going to experience.
We had a radio station right outside of the Fort Worth area that the coverage went right into the largest army base on this planet. And the effect and the ripples that came out of that throughout the ranks of the military was something that I did not expect coming off of one outlet, one stick broadcaster that we occupied their airtime 24/7. Doug, your assessment on military, we have seen throughout the years that the old mossback or graybacks, people that actually believed in this country, believed in their jobs, believed in America, you know, mom, apple pie, and Chevrolet, and all of those other things. They looked at these people as being an impediment to bringing in the new breed of enforcers in law enforcement. By and large, that has happened, but something else very strange has happened. Those successive people behind the people that were fleshed out, they've got another problem on their hands, a new breed that they've got to track and trace. In your assessment with the military, I've always said this, you know, do you people recognize a coup when you see one? What are you looking at, and what are you expecting out of law enforcement, including county sheriffs and their deputies, the PDs, law enforcement in general, and military across the board?
Well, as far as military is concerned, I don't really have sufficient context to really comment on that, so I would rely on your professional assessment on that. On the other hand, law enforcement, it's interesting because it appears to differ geographically. For example, talking with somebody in one of the five boroughs in New York City, a law enforcement officer is a lot different than talking to a law enforcement officer in Montana. There's a different mindset. So I think what we're going to see is a fracturing, depending on the area, the geographical area. But most of the boots on the ground, God-fearing, you know, most of the law enforcement officials I've been in contact with and I've spoken with are people who understand that what they're seeing is not right. This is the entire situation is out of control. The government's out of control, and they're not going to go along with this. But like I said, geographically that might change, and that there is a differing opinion. Like I said, with big cities. Last week or the week before, there was a meeting in Western New York, Clarence, New York, a suburb of Buffalo. You could tell these attendees who were listening to the new gun regulation for New York State were not happy, and we're not going to comply. And which the reception was much different there than it was in I believe it was perhaps the Bronx or somewhere north, one of the north boroughs of New York. So that said, I don't know if that answers your question, but I do believe the reaction is going to be different by area.
Okay. Well, what I do know is this, that the pressure is being put on. And a lot of the, especially the people, and these are the administrations, the administrative court enforcers, that we have statutory law, what's proclaimed to be law, it's your duty to enforce the law, so therefore public, our policies are melded in with that. People for the longest time couldn't understand why they were seeing this just absolute brutality and arrogance from police officers. But if you understand the propaganda that has been fed to them, the FBI a couple of months ago, reaching out to the administrative people out there, I call them the Keystone Corporate Coffer Cops, and what was going on was the FBI was actually telling these police departments through their normal channels of communique that to be careful that in your routine duties and traffic stops, you're going to run into these sovereign citizens and they'd much rather shoot you than have a conversation with you. And added into that militarization and that mindset of the police that we're seeing out there operating right now, that would stand to reason. What you want is the fear of the guys with the shiny badges and the six guns dealing with the public. They've always treated us somewhat as lepers, always told them, if you trust anybody in uniform, just don't trust the public. They're your potential enemy. This program has been going on for a long, long time through the ADL, Southern Poverty Law. I mean, for 20 years or better, you know, what's been shoveled through our schools, Eric Holder back in 96 telling women's groups that we're going on the offensive with propaganda, specifically to the children in our schools. This is why you're seeing the bubble gun or bubble gum gun incidences pop up, that schools and teachers and administrators are just freaking out at the very mention of a gun, let alone a play bubble gum or a bubble blowing machine. All this has been in place for a long, long time. And I've always said, Doug, that it is on our behalf, for our fellow Americans, and I've broken this down into categories, that we have some people that are going to take the flight to safety, fight or flight. They think that holing up someplace on a mountaintop and they're off the grid and everything's just going to be just fine. No, basically what they've done is they've extracted themselves from the area of operation. They have unasked the AO, and they have become less of an active part of the resistance that we're seeing going on right now. I said back in 2006, Doug, while we had people out there chanting 9/11 was an inside job, reaching a fevered pitch, when I saw that happening, I just rotated my head around and looked 10 degrees up to see what else is coming at us. And I saw the economy starting to go south. In 2008, we got our answer to what Rosebud was talking about, the start of the economic calamity. The American people have never been told what has been floated off these derivatives worldwide. And I even had confirmation from J.P. Morgan manager down from New York City here in Austin, Texas. When I ran the figures by him, he just simply nodded in agreement. Well over a quadrillion dollars.
Wow.
So what we're talking about is quantitative easing or management here in the United States is just monetizing the debt with more debt. In Europe, they're calling it austerity, and we know that those markets are doomed. We understand economics. We understand their phony money system, and we know what's been put in place. For the past 7 years, I have been talking about these banker bastards and the people, the real power, kind of like in The Wizard of Oz. Don't pay attention to that funny man behind the curtain. Well, the dog had the sense to pull the curtain back and expose the whole deal. The humans were just standing there shaking in fear. Point being, Doug, is we've known about the game. We know who the power brokers are. We've been tracking and tracing their absolutely asinine and idiotic plans to save America, which we know are not going to work. So with your investigative intuition here, do you think this still stands in March or April for the economic collapse?
Well, one point was driven home to me, and that is this, and I think you read it. Their plans might change, but their ultimate objective is the same. They've got to get everything done. They feel they've got to get everything done within the next couple of years, while Obama is still obviously the current occupant of the Oval Office. Now it's interesting because there's also that feeling that he is going to be our last president. So my question as an investigator is, well, if that's the case, why such a robust time frame? Well, once again, it's going to be blamed. The catalyst is going to be blamed on a monetary incident, which Obama is going to essentially not only appear to save us from, but in reality superintend the process. And let me just say this. I'm late to the party because up until a few years ago, I still had that patriotic, wrapped in the flag, dough in the headlights, understanding or lack thereof of what was really taking place in this country. So that being said, I'm sure you're much more advanced than I was, and I'm kind of catching up at this point. So,
well, yeah. And to be fair, I did make mention of that because I referred to you, and you were in security. And I think your email is what, homelandsecurity.us.com.
It's okay. Not affiliated with any government agency.
Right.
And very quickly, we did that after 2001 to assist the federal government, thinking that the bad guys were really the bad guys, And so, we don't have enough time here to really go through the evolution of this, but the evolution is real simple. I can just say this. It took me several experiences after 9/11 to realize that things are not what they seem, and as an investigator, I'm seeking the truth, and obviously I wasn't getting it, and then bam, all of a sudden I realized that this whole thing, we're living a lie, a huge lie. So you'll have to forgive me for being late to the party, much later than you, of course, and others ahead of me.
No, there's plenty of room in the tent. There's still chairs are not filled, and better late than never.
Well, but I've got to tell you, and I think a lot of people are in my position catching up and saying, hey, wait a minute, we've been sold a bill of goods. And that's what people really have to understand. There's this huge lie we're living, to the extent that most people can't even recognize that we're living a lie. And that's where I was. And I think it's important for people to understand, because that adds context to perhaps the innocence of certain aspects of, well, even this interview and previous interviews I've had with my source.
Yeah. The problem for most people, and the bigger the lie, the more people believe it. I mean, we're told that Obama is the one responsible for killing Osama bin Laden when he was originally a CIA asset for the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. And, to drag this thing out, we needed a boogeyman, so George Bush perpetrated it. We're on the hunt. We're after Al-Qaeda. Well, Al-Qaeda was being used just recently, arming them to destabilize governments. The most recent, the Assad government in Syria, and which I understand was the true intent of Hillary Clinton. This played out well. I was paying particular attention to Rosebud's comments about releasing information. And this whole Benghazi deal, it was convenient that Hillary took a little spill and she bumped her little head and she got a little blood clot, but she recovered just in time to do her swan song in front of the Congress in D.C., and then being replaced by Kerry, of all people, which is claiming there's too much bloodshed, too much wars, we've got to put an end to this. If anybody out there believes the Bonesman is going to do anything to the contrary, then I've got some swampland in Florida I'll sell you. This is a monstrous, all-encompassing. This is the going for broke. They have got us on our knees here in this country.
And yes, as it was told to me, this is for all the marbles. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that is exactly the point. We are the lichpin. We must be done away with so they can have, they've already got Europe. They've
right.
got just about every industrialized nation on its knees, except for the people in the Middle East, those rotten little towelheads that are all terrorists and they want to kill us because they hate our freedom.
Well, and this is one thing. I do have a source within the intelligence, within the other government agencies, shall we say. And Benghazi was an opportunity to see what exactly what was taking place. And we squandered that opportunity. But the bottom line is the American government was running one of the biggest gun arms running operations that would make Iran-Contra seem small through Benghazi to Derna into Turkey to arm the anti-Assad rebels to destabilize Syria. And we were warned by Putin not to do this, that World War III would begin in Syria, not Iran. And, by the way, this is information given to me. And of course, the blowback in Benghazi was to expose the gun-running operation. In addition, there were some other factors involved there, but that's the bottom line. And but the destabilization, the Arab Spring from Arab Spring to Benghazi, we are arming the bad guys. We are actually. And this was so difficult for me, again, to really accept, but that's the bottom line. And the agenda here is ultimately for global governance, and to do that, America's got to be taken out of the picture.
And we're just about there, save for the fact that people have been working for a long time. We're not the biggest, and we're not the baddest, but we've been consistent through a number of years. And the people that needed to pay attention have been informed, and they have been for a very, very long time. That's why I was never that much interested in over-the-top ratings or numbers or whatever the case may be. I was not interested in that. I was interested in being consistent with the information, getting to the people that we needed to get to in the places that it mattered.
And well, it seems like you're doing a great job, sir, I have to tell you. And thank you for that. For what you're doing, because people need to be informed.
It's my obligation. Most Americans think their obligation ends with voting and paying their taxes. Being an American and being a watchdog for this country is everybody's responsibility. Those definitions are being redefined as to what it is to be patriotic and how much am I going to put into this fight, because this is for the success of generations to come. It is for the life of this constitutional republic, not their dream of a democracy. So, yeah, Doug, we're running out of time here. I maybe have 90 seconds left. What I'd like to do, if you could, just hang on the line, don't hang up. After we get off air, I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes.
Sure.
And what I would like to do is I'd like to keep the channels open with you, because what they're not expecting, what they're really not expecting, their Achilles heel is they feel that they're all powerful. Their plans have been in work for a number of years, and they're just about there. Well, their Achilles heel is their arrogance. There is much that they have missed, and much I do not divulge on this program, nor will I ever. But suffice it to say, we understand what the problem is. We understand who the problem makers are. And that situation, through the love of God and country, mom, apple pie, and Chevrolet, well, maybe not GM, but these problems will be corrected. It will not happen overnight. These problems were not created overnight, and we've been dealing with them for a long time. Doug Hagman, thank you, sir, for being on air with me today. If you'll hang on, I'd like to speak to you briefly after the broadcast. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.